Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Just over an hour away from Love Letters to Kelly. We do have to give a trip away this morning, this hour. It's going to happen. So if your phone rings and you put in that temperature on Friday, pick it up. Take your risk. It might be a telemarketer. It might be somebody trying to get you to pay your bills.
Or it could be.
Or it could be a free trip.
Us.
If it's a bill collector, you can always just hang up and claim that your phone's not getting good reception.
Or say you don't speak English, but don't say it in English.
Yeah. Be careful on that one.
I get you every time. I tried that. I don't speak English. But, see, I don't know another language.
Maybe that's the only thing you learned how to say, and you just you mastered it. All right, let's get to Petty Monday, Kid Nation. Yeah, are you petty? We'll be the judge of that. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about the petty things you have been doing lately.
All right.
We got a lot of parents writing us this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, parents are being really petty with their kids. This one from the text says, my daughter stayed home with a very low fever, so I had to call into work, and now I'm missing time to make money.
Yeah.
So I made her oatmeal, which she hates, and I told her that it's sick people food. Oh. That was a low-grade fever. You can go to school, right?
Yeah, 100. I heard 100 was the cutoff.
100 and
100 and below.
And below, right? Well, if it's below like 98, you still need to go check that. You shouldn't be too cold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want it to be like...
The temperature's 93. They don't want to be dead. But we were always told as long as the temperature's 100 or below, they can go to school.
You can go to school. Hmm. Yeah.
I tried so hard to get out of school one day and put a thermometer up to a light bulb. Don't do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Uh-uh. It made the thermometer...
almost explode.
Hearts high.
It also exploded. Yeah.
I was like, okay, Jenna...
Jenna, you have 122. I think we need to get you to the ER.
It did not work.
Petty Monday, from the text, when my husband doesn't do what he said he's going to do, I get petty, and I delete all of his recorded shows off the DVR.
Ooh.
Oh.
LOL.
LOL. No.
That could cause a serious fight. A blow-up fight right there.
Yeah, man.
On my shows...
And I might not ever watch them.
Yeah.
But don't delete them. I might watch them. I taped, recorded American Idol last night.
Mm-hmm.
May never watch
it. Probably not going to watch it.
Probably not going to watch it, but I recorded it.
I have every episode of Manifest since the first one aired.
Yes.
So I watched the first one and the second one.
Yes.
Loved the show.
Yes.
I set it to record the series. Haven't watched since.
I'm holding on to the last one.
You are?
Because I know once that I watch it that I have to wait.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to watch the last one before the new season starts.
Yeah, that's smart.
I'll end up watching it eventually, I think.
Sometimes I leave series up there for so long, I just delete the whole thing and say forget it.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get to it, you know?
This one I want to.
It's good.
Yeah. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to Petty Monday. So who are you being petty towards?
Well, obviously, I'm a woman, so I know how to be pretty petty, but I was being petty towards my husband because it was on a weekend, and I'm in the living room doing something with our son, and disclaimer, he's not normally like this, so it really struck a nerve with me, but he walks by and says something along the lines of, like, I really wish I had some clean laundry.
Oh.
Right? And laundry is, you know, kind of my deal on the house. He takes care of the lawn, I do the laundry.
Right.
So... I quietly got up, started a load. He works in a professional setting, right? So a few tie socks, nice socks.
Yeah.
So I start a load of his laundry, put it in the dryer, start folding his clothes. Well, every day he goes to the gym before he goes to work. So he packs his gym bag with his work clothes, his work socks, all of that. So I secretly folded all of his socks to be mismatched. So that way, whenever he got to work and put his socks on, they didn't match.
Stephanie.
All because he said, I wish I had some clean laundry.
Stephanie, that's not very nice.
Hey,
that's
this is it. Petty Monday.
That's it.
Yeah, you got to be petty. Hey, we asked for it, Big Al. Stephanie, well done. Yeah, it's the way we mention things sometimes that can get our wives to be super extremely petty.
Clean laundry around here.
Wish I had a clean dish to eat on, you know? It's the tone. It'll set them off every time.
Right?
Yeah, don't do it. Amber wrote us and said, my son walked home from school during a thunderstorm instead of taking the dang bus that I pay for. So after he went to bed, I hid all of his other shoes. So the only option the next day was to wear the soaked shoes to school.
Oh, my God.
Well done, Mom. Yeah. Well, why are you walking home in the thunderstorm? Spending all that money on the bus.
When you're a little kid.
Maybe he wanted the exercise.
When you're a little kid, it's fine.
Did you? Yeah, I rode the bus, and I don't know why. I would just want to walk home from school.
It's just fun. It makes you feel more independent, I think.
I felt more like an adult. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, I switched on over to kid team now on that one. Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
Good morning. Welcome to Petty Monday. So,
hey.
So what's your petty all about?
Well, actually, my sister and I were pregnant at the same time. And I had my first child. This is my first child, and this was her second pregnancy. And she was due a few months after I was, and she looked better. She was thinner, and she had the glow and everything. And when I was having my shower, I told her she couldn't come because I didn't want her to look better than I did.
Did she respect your wishes?
Yeah, she's like, I understand. And they actually didn't tell me she was pregnant until about right when my shower was. And it's because they were scared that I was going to be so mad and so petty about it. So they just hid it from me. My husband knew before I did. Everyone knew. And I was the last one to find out. And they were like, yeah, Brianna, she's pregnant. Are you okay with that? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. But I don't want her to come to my shower. She looks better than I do.
That's pretty funny.
I kind of feel you on that.
Brianna. Yeah, I think a lot of people do. Yeah, you want to be upset.
Some
about
people
sister.
Are so cute pregnant, and then there's me.
You were bad, Kelly.
I was not cute pregnant. It was not a good look on me.
You didn't feel cute pregnant.
It wasn't.
But to other people,
well said.
My stomach wasn't that cute round bubble. It was sort. It stuck out, but then it was flat. It was like I'd smashed my tummy into a wall.
Oh.
It was really strange. It was a strange bump.
Well, what do they say? If you have a daughter, they suck the beauty out.
Suck the beauty out of you. I don't know. I wasn't cute. And then after you have her, they don't tell you all your hair starts to fall out. So then I had these huge bald patches that came. And you would just, because your hair's so luxurious when you're pregnant because you're not shedding hair. And so you're like, oh my gosh, my hair's so fabulous.
Right.
And then about a month later, clumps start coming out in the shower.
Like in your hands?
It's horrifying. Mm. And they don't tell you that, you know. I'm telling you that pregnantly.
If you're in the shower this morning, your hair's coming out in clumps, now you know why.
Now you know.
Unless you weren't pregnant.
And hopefully it all comes back. I don't think mine ever fully recovered.
Well, you get the baby hairs, right? And then it eventually grows.
You hope.
The way it should.
I just can't believe I'm in my 30s and I'm just learning. I mean, I knew that, but there's something recently I learned.
What?
Because the woman started using, she was getting some issues after having a baby. I don't really want to talk about it, like in her areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was like, oh, this is very common after you've had a baby. And she told me because she's been using my CBD spray. And she's like, it cleared it up. But I'm thinking, I had no idea. I don't want to have a baby. There's so many things I'm just learning in my 30s that happen.
Well, not everybody has all the bad stuff.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Some bumps. Yeah
but not everybody has everything.
Some painful things. Oh, my gosh. And like the black line down the stomach.
Yeah, you get the black
hair.
Line.
Not everybody. I didn't get that.
Oh, did you get that one?
Mm-mm.
I don't think my wife got one. Or if she did, it was very faint. But some get it for sure.
Hmm. There's all sorts of weird
stuff. I was all about the belly button when my wife was pregnant.
I feel like ignorance is pregnancy bliss,
in
my opinion. There's just some things. That's what I get, though, for waiting so long, you know, to have one. Then you start, all your friends have babies and tell you
well,
everything.
People don't talk about it, really. I mean, there's certain things. It's like, why didn't anybody tell me that?
Kelly and Kinsey, my wife, will tell you all you need to know, Jen, when the time comes.
I'm sure I'll be asking a lot of questions when that day comes.
All I request is that I could touch your belly button.
Oh, you're already asking?
Yeah.
Does it always pop out?
It just pops out, and
mine
it's just so cool. Yeah, mine Kelly had a different one.
Mine
yeah, I have
pop
a super innie.
Yeah. So, Kinsey has a super innie, too. It just...
Everybody's different. Everybody's different.
All right, JC, you can touch my belly button.
Thanks. That was so cool. It feels cool. Is that the weirdest question I've ever asked you?
You're going to have to ask the boyfriend.
Right,
yeah.
Bonnie wrote us and said, hey, my boyfriend and I had an argument, and he was being a brat. So... Guess who has the smart TV remote in her purse so he can't watch Netflix on his day off?
No.
Love you guys.
Come on, girl. No.
Yes.
And does this make things better?
No.
I mean, that's my thing. It's like, is he going to retaliate?
Of course he's going to retaliate. That's what we do
that
in relationships.
Never ends, you know?
You can't even, I don't think you can even manually do that without the remote, right?
The Netflix with the smart
TV? Not the Netflix.
No, you need the TV remote.
Oh.
He can still watch cable TV.
Maybe he can do it on his laptop.
Or if he has a PlayStation.
Like on your laptop.
Yeah, he can download it on
PlayStation. Man, I feel bad for the dude.
Can't watch Netflix.
That's wrong.
Cecilia.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. How are y'all?
Good.
Awesome. We want to hear about your pettiness.
Okay, so if I'm driving and a car whips past me and we end up at the same light,
yeah.
I hold my hands up and clap and mouth the words, good job. And I know it's petty every time I've ever done it.
That's,
but I don't care. It gives me some sort of satisfaction. I don't know.
I feel you on that. It's like, yeah, you passed me going 70, but you were still at the same red light. I feel you.
Good job.
Good job, y'all. Yeah, you got to the red light 10 seconds before I
am all about that, Cecilia.
Yeah.
I'm all about what you're dropping down right there. Good job. You ever do the crying thing to people?
No.
In the car? If they get angry with you?
Oh, that's so condescending and funny. No. Like,
they get so livid.
Y'all
just sit there and do that.
Y'all are gutsy.
Yeah, right.
I'm not doing anything.
I don't even make eye contact with someone that did me wrong on the road. I just have this fear that someone's going to like pull out a gun on me.
Exactly, Jenna.
As we're driving. I've watched too many Criminal Minds.
My thought with that is, if you're really going to pull a gun out on me for pretending like you're crying, like, come on, man.
But people do it.
Yeah, they do.
Less than that.
People
disrespect this.
Road rage levels cause seemingly sane people to do ridiculous things.
Yeah.
I would say I'm about 150 for 150 of people not pulling out the gun on me when I do the crying thing.
Well, you keep taunting. You keep taunting, JC.
Now, I do judge the person. I look at them and I think, okay, will this person do it?
You never know, dog. All right.
Hey, Gwen.
Hi.
Welcome to Petty Monday. So, what you got going?
My Petty Monday is with the Keith Craddock Morning Show.
What's going on?
I am so jealous that you guys get to talk about entertainment news because I am a pop culture junkie. And you get to talk to each other and have fun at work while I have to go sit in this cubicle and look at a screen all day.
Aww.
We should have you come in one morning and do the celebrity gossip with us.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly, I would love that. And you're my favorite. I absolutely adore you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Aww. I thought you should come in too, Gwen.
Yeah.
We all did, but
I was going to pick you up.
You know,
let's put you on hold, and I'm calling an audible, and Robert might get mad at me, but why not make her?
Yeah, you could be an underdog.
That will be great. Thank you.
That'd be fun.
Aww, look at Kelly making dreams.
Bring donuts, please.
Yeah, you got to bring donuts. Going
yeah, bring food.
I can do that.
Breakfast tacos.
I can do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Gwen.
Well, hang on.
That'd be fun.
Gwen's going to be joining us soon.
Yeah.
By the way, our interview with Gwen Stefani up at KidNation.com.
Speaking of Gwen's, huh?
Yeah.
King of Gwen's?
I think that I'm out on that one.
Gwen.
Gwen from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out. Gwen.
All right, so I'm the King of Gwen's. I'm the King of Gwen's. Yeah.
There's a Gwendolyn. Wasn't there a Gwendolyn was a witch, the good witch? Gwendolyn the good witch. There you go.
Oh, yeah, there's one right there.
That's it.
Well, we have about four.
Gone with the Gwen.
Oh, that's pretty good. Well done. All right. Hey, thanks for all your pettiness, Kid Nation. We'll be back with it again. Not next Monday. I think we're going to be on spring break.
Yep, yep.
We'll be back after that.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm trying to think of another one.
Another Gwyneth or Gwen?
All right, we'll take a break and we'll take a more Gwyneth.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I tried that Vans challenge. Now, this is something I think I feel like I've noticed in my life. But somebody finally did it on social media, and it's become a viral sensation.
Okay.
And it's true. If you own a pair of Vans, and you just throw them, they always land right side up. They're like a cat.
It's not surprising. The bottom's so heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy, and the top's canvas, so.
Well, you would think that at least one time it would land upside down, even though the flats.
Mm-hmm. Or you right would think that up. Other shoes, this would be true for other shoes as well.
No, the Vans have do you have any Vans?
I don't think
they're
I
great,
do.
But the bottom's rubber and very thick.
Okay.
On all of them.
Huh. All right.
So it makes sense.
Every time.
It's science.
JC's been doing it all morning, by the way.
Every time. It's incredible.
We'll throw it sideways. Roll it.
Okay.
You know, like you're bowling.
All the time.
Wow. Wow.
How is this possible? Science, of course.
No, JC. Man. Mind blown.
Yes, science. You can watch it on my Instagram story if you want. Compelling content.
I'm going to go right now and pull that up.
So, apparently there was a sleepover we were not invited to this weekend, you guys.
What?
Really?
Yeah, a work sleepover. We're not invited to it. And we were with two of the sleepover starters. Because we're at the kids at the Crew to Kids.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Who had a sleepover? I didn't know anything about this.
Apparently part-time Justin planned an adult sleepover.
Oh.
And we were not invited.
Huh.
I think Alicia and Anna were the ones to show up from the office.
Is that what happens when you're just too drunk to drive home, so just stay over?
I don't know, because Anna didn't go to the Crew to Kids.
Well, they made plans to meet afterwards.
Yeah, they just met up afterwards.
Yeah.
Hi, Justin.
Hello, yes. The Diamonds in the Rough had a get-together.
Oh, yeah, your bands?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Some time to have some creativity in the process.
Okay.
Now, what happened to the gay club?
Yeah, when you guys were leaving the Crew to Kids, you guys said you guys were going to go to the club.
They were leaving right as boyfriend and I were leaving. And they were like, you were going to go to the gay club, the dance club, and dance all night.
Yeah, no, my friend Lardy B had a performance, so we're going to go support her. And
hold on, Lardy B?
Yeah, Lardy B.
Like a Cardi B impersonator?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, I like that.
Lardy B.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys were supposed to go to that, and you didn't?
Yeah, no, we did. We ended up not going out. Alicia, she's not feeling the best, and so after she took a Dayquil and was, like, sitting down, she was like, you know what, why don't we just stay inside, order a pizza, play games, have a nice sleepover, and we're like, you know what? None of us is really trying to go out anyway, so...
I just threw that sleepover part at the end like it's a commonplace. Like, I've never said, hey, man, why don't y'all come over and barbecue and sleep? Hey, JC, what are you doing this weekend?
I don't know, Al.
I got the Big Green Egg. Why don't we barbecue, maybe drink some beers and sleep over?
Sure!
See, that doesn't just roll off the tongue.
I've had that happen with other friends. Like, if they live a little too far away, you know, you're all gonna go out and drink. Y'all just spend the night.
Yeah.
That's crash
not
over.
That unusual.
But not like you don't throw out, like, let's have a sleepover.
Yes, you do!
Yes. I don't know. I haven't had that happen in a long time.
I think it's been middle school.
Even with my friends. And we'll hang out and stay in all night. But then someone always is Ubering home.
Yeah.
We, when we all have our own places.
We had the best time. We played What Do You Meme? We stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Now, one of you is married. Did her husband come over? Did Alicia's husband come over?
No. He was like, go ahead. Have fun. I'm going to play video games. Y'all take care of each other.
She wasn't feeling good and stayed up till 4?
Yeah. Well, that Dayquil helped.
Yeah, she started feeling good.
Yeah.
Well.
You know?
Yeah, Nike will push you out. Dayquil keeps you up.
Yeah.
And we watched music videos. Anna made us watch the Jonas Brothers Sucker music video probably over 10 times.
Yeah.
Analyzing it, you know, rehearsing for Diamonds in the Rough performance when we beat the Don Cheadles.
Well, when you beat the Don Cheadles, first of all, we're the greatest band of your generation, so you can't say that.
All right.
Did you take all the glitter off your face? Because you were covered in glitter.
Yes, and it's still my bathroom, but can we just say how beautiful we all looked that night? We had such a good time.
Yeah, we did have a good time.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Jenna's makeup looked good. You looked handsome.
Thank you, Justin.
You're
welcome, Justin.
Everybody was talking about your face paint and everything and how good it looked, and I think that's what I'm going to do next year because I don't know where my mask went.
You know what? We could have a huge sleepover and get ready all at someone's house. Maybe Kelly's because she's got a big place.
Yeah, let's go to Kelly's sleepover.
Yeah.
And we can just glitter everyone's face, jump into a carpool, and then
go on down.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I'll bring the glitter to you, Kelly. That's going to be the fun part.
Dude, we can't get it. We don't have security clearance to get into the Raspberry Evans estate.
No, we should have a work sleepover where everybody shows up to Kelly's house.
Yes, think about the content we would create.
Yeah.
We sort of have
sleepovers on
family vacation.
Yes. No, but not like when we sleep in the same room and sleeping bags.
I've already been down that road, remember? With Justin on Halloween and what went down.
Mm. Oh, he tried to hook up with you.
Yeah.
He was confused, Jenna.
There's a difference between a night
Justin
out on Halloween.
Justin comes with the memo straight when drunk.
Yeah. Did you try to kiss one of the girls at your sleepover?
No, definitely not.
No, because he's in a relationship now.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, we were there. But, I mean, we could all bring our beds to Kelly's or, you know.
Bring our beds.
And we could have a huge Fortnite making play, like we could build forts.
Hold on, you said Fortnite?
Yes, we could build forts.
He doesn't mean playing games.
Oh, sorry.
It's a Fortnite night.
He means
making
Fortnite
out of sheets and beds. I'm like,
that would be so much fun.
Yeah, from the sleepover, I was inspired to be a kid again.
Yeah.
Let's build some forts at Kelly's. We'll get the glitter.
There's no glitter.
I bet Alan would like it. Alan and I could play guitar.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Alan would enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I'll come by and say hi.
Yeah, yeah. I'll FaceTime y'all.
No, you got to bring your bed.
Bring your bed.
I don't have a portable bed to take anywhere.
And Jenna, you can come up with some great facial masks for us.
I got that. Yeah, like I'm happy to head, but I'm going to go back to my adult home.
The point of the sleepover is to spend the night over.
I'm in on this. I'm 100% in.
Yes, Big Al.
No,
I know you just moved, but.
At every sleepover, somebody's parent gets called to come pick up little Susie.
Right.
Susie's afraid.
Yeah, my mom's going to
have someone come pick me up.
My mom just called and said, I can't come. I'm grounded.
I'm scared.
Jenna's boyfriend's gonna go pick her up.
You guys met him, by the way.
Yeah, he was at the party.
Yeah,
very handsome.
Everyone got to hang.
Yeah,
everybody. Jefe Fabuloso
got the cool accent. Everybody seemed to be enjoying him.
Yeah, he was very, very nice.
Yeah,
very charming.
Uh-huh. Very
good. I'm glad you guys liked
him. Did he have fun?
Glad he got approval. Yeah, he's one of those that can. What I love about him, especially, is that he can hang out with anyone. Like I could leave him talking to someone he just met, and he's fine.
I think we planned a vacation.
We did. JC, we gotta see if we're still together by then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to be negative, but when you start planning trips way far out, for a few months. I mean, we're going on vacation Friday, but we got to get to Thanksgiving. They planned a full family crossover Mexico City Thanksgiving vacation.
Wow.
Yeah. We're gonna go to El Rancho.
Because I know a couple that have been dating for a while. They broke up just recently. And the girl goes, well, I got to stay with him through April because we have a trip planned.
Right, that happens.
I mean, so there's, I don't know if they're broken up or not. I'm not going to ask, but she's like, I'm done with him.
Yeah.
But I got to stay with him because it's
so
non-refundable.
She's faking it? He doesn't know she's breaking up with him?
I'm not sure the dynamic, but she told me to my face. She said, we're done, but I'm staying. So.
Is this going to be part of Big Al's great story on May 7th, 2019?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay.
It's coming up.
No, yeah.
I'm so excited. We're almost a month away.
Yeah, well, we're 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is almost.
Almost a month.
Yeah, almost a month.
Yeah.
Almost.
All
right.
Yeah, I'm excited now. Do you want to push it up?
No.
Do you want to do it April 7th?
I'm good. No, I'm good with May 7th. Let's go ahead and go with that. We haven't changed the plan up to this point.
To you, on a scale from 1 to 10, is it still a 10?
Yeah. To me,
at one point you said an 11.
I guess it's some
potential 11.
It may lose a little luster to me because I know it. I'm living it.
You know what I'm saying? There's potential for death.
There still is.
How can a potential for death lose its luster?
Well, I mean, you know.
His middle name's Danger.
That's not a good selling point if it's lost luster to you.
Well, like I said,
it's like the dress sitting in your closet with a tag on it that you've never worn.
Right.
You're bored.
Well, I'm not, you know, I see it every day. I live it. So, you know, y'all, it'll be a heck of a story to y'all.
I'm just impressed that you've kept it this long for a year without telling anybody. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. JC is the only one that knows. JC doesn't know everything.
I don't know everything, but I know something.
It's hard to keep secrets these days.
Jenna and I know the first part.
You know the first part.
Kelly and I were
there's a lot that happened that I've updated.
You know what? Kelly and I have the audiences back here because when we heard that, Kelly and I wanted to be real and not lead you on and tease you. And we just thought it was a very average story that could have been told at that moment with no build-up.
We don't like to lie to our audience.
There's no lying here. Like to be very transparent about
this.
Sure. There's no lying here. There's people and I have to look out for their interests.
You're like that guy that leads a girl on.
I have to look out for
just like, I like you, but I don't have time to hang out. I don't have time to hang out.
Safety of all the people involved here.
So much safety needed.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm at stake now.
Right.
Because I know things.
Yeah. There could be an investigation launched after this story.
Yeah. Part two is nuts, you guys.
Tell me.
So on May 8th, you might not show up for work?
Maybe.
He might need to go into...
I might need a witness protection program or something.
Big Al protection program.
Yeah.
He's going to have to do the show remotely from another location.
Right, an undisclosed location.
Oh, yeah.
At least for a while.
This is going to be nuts.
Yeah. I could be tailed.
You know, here before you know it.
I just tuned y'all out. What have you been saying?
Story of the century.
Yeah.
That's what some people are calling it.
Uh-huh.
In the circles. Yeah. May 7th. Justin, the sleepover is going to be happening at Kelly's house. We'll send the e-bites out soon.
Another great place to tell stories, too. Yeah,
another great place to tell stories. And coming up next, be on the lookout for your phone to ring. We have a trip to give away to Florida. You go hang out at the Keys. Your phone could be ringing next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna was just practicing her Spanish with me. Apparently, she learned body parts this weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
You know the best? best part is that we went through, his parents were in town again, and he said yesterday he started pointing, and then I was like, I don't trust the vocabulary you gave me for certain parts. I didn't know if it was the book term
or slang.
Or a bad
term.
Slang, because we have a lot of words for different parts, so, oh, it was a funny interaction.
Good times. All right, well, we have one last trip to give away, thanks to visitflorida.com. Hey, we asked you to listen, hear that temperature, go to kidnation.com and enter it, and then just wait for that phone to ring.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who's claiming that last trip?
Who?
Who did it ring for this morning, JC?
You, Nicole. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, ma'am. You just won the last trip. What are you up to right now, Nicole?
I'm working, actually.
Oh, yeah. What do you do?
I'm a home health nurse.
Home health.
Nice.
Oh, so you could use a little beach in your life, right? A little sand between the toes.
Y'all have no idea how much I could use this.
All right.
Well, here's Kelly to tell you what you're going to be doing, because you're going to be staying with a guest at Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo Curio Collection by Hilton.
It's in the Florida Keys.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. I've always wanted to go to the Florida Keys. Been to lots of parts of Florida.
Yeah.
But that's one I haven't hit yet. And this is a beautiful beachfront resort just an hour south of Miami. Over 200 guest rooms, but each one has a private balcony. So you're going to get to just sit out at the end of the day and sip on a little cocktail if that's what you choose to do.
You can do nothing.
You can dine above the treetops. You can dine by the beach. You can dine by the pool or in your room. They have two pools, as a matter of fact. A spa, salon, 24-hour fitness center. Lots of things you can do on the beach. A kids club if your guest happens to be a kid. And also, you get to do an interactive swim for two with dolphins.
Yeah, you do.
Dolphins plus marine mammal responder. And you get to go out into the deep ocean with these Atlantic bottlenose dolphins. So cool, and that's all thanks to Visit Florida.
Yay, and Nicole, who are you going to be bringing along with you?
My husband.
Yeah, you.
No kids.
Yeah, no kids. You guys get out there.
No kid.
Have a blast.
I do have a kid.
They got to stay back, though. You guys deserve a nice little vacation on your own. That's what we say. Well, Nicole, congratulations. You have a wonderful day at work today, and hang on for us. We'll get you set up with your trip, okay?
All right, thank you all so much.
Now, thank you, Nicole, for listening. Just like that. There goes Nicole off to Florida.
Boom.
And right now, let's do a little...
It's time for Tidbit News.
You know, sometimes when you go out and you go clubbing, you have some drinks.
Yeah.
On the way home, you get your Uber driver to stop by or your Lyft driver to stop by Taco Bell, and you always say, man, Taco Bell just saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you feel like it did. Next morning, you feel a little bit better. Well, did you hear about the guy in Oregon who was stranded in the snow for 5 days last week and survived by eating Taco Bell fire sauce packets he'd left in his car?
Yum.
It's him and his dog.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Fire sauce pack.
So he's 36 years old. His name's Jeremy. He got stuck in deep snow last Sunday while doing some off-roading. So he said, okay, that's all good. No cell reception out here. So he curled up in his 4Runner, went to sleep for a while. Then when he woke up the next day, even more snow had fallen and could not get his SUV unstuck. So he tried to hike to a main road. I had to turn back because the snow was too deep.
Yep.
So his only choice was to wait it out in the car and hopefully somebody would find him. Luckily, he did end up finding, he found the packets in his car that he had gotten before when he stopped
Taco Bell packets.
Yeah, and he was stuck in there, like Big Al said, with his dog for 5 days. The three packets are what saved his life, according to him.
Well, and you can go a while without food.
Yeah. Well, and water is what you mostly need.
Yeah.
And he had plenty of water because of the snow.
Man. And he had a blanket in his car. I guess his mom or somebody told him, you know, when the weather's like this, just in case you get stuck.
Yeah, mom always says take a coat.
Yeah, take a blanket and have clean underwear.
Always have clean underwear, Al.
Never know.
On that one. Somebody did find him. They were in a snowmobile, and they found the car.
Yeah.
And him and his dog in great health. Everything was okay. The guy was able to call 911 when he found him.
Awesome.
So, I like the story because I love TB.
Same.
But you can go 2 weeks without food, they say.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
But it's still...
Before you die, yeah.
TB saves lives.
But sometimes TB you just need a little something in your mouth. You know, just
a little taste, right? Because the water probably just gets a little too hot.
Like, I mean, even the mild has great flavor.
Of course.
The mild packets.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy the bottle in the grocery.
Oh, yeah. I have one at home. I have mild and fire. Just in case. Just, you know, sometimes you're not feeling too fire.
Medium.
How about the guy that faked his own kidnapping to avoid paying his Super Bowl Squares debt?
Huh?
Yeah. Super Bowl squares, we all play it at the game, right? You get a square, and then at the end of the game, somebody wins big, right?
Yeah.
Right?
What? He staged a kidnapping?
Yeah, so this guy near Buffalo, New York, went big this year. 60 years old. His name's Robert Brandel. Set up a Super Bowl squares pool online. Cost $500 per square.
Oh, that's
whoa.
A big one.
It's a big boy squares game.
How much was it paying?
There are 100 boxes. So that means a total of $50,000 was in the pot. He bought some of the squares himself but didn't win, which was a major problem for him because the entire thing was actually a huge scam that he was setting up.
Oh.
He sold less than half of the squares to real people and made the rest of the names up, you know, to give himself a better chance of winning. And actually, it wouldn't be the whole pot, but it'd still be a lot of money. But actually, real people ended up winning the money.
Oh, boy.
You got to pay
those people, man.
So last week, he tried to get out of paying them by staging his own kidnapping.
Did he get his trainer and two guys and pay him $3,500?
No, he did not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's facing fraud charges. And the people don't know if they're going to get their money back or not. And how about
almost did that. I almost got a square.
Oh, I thought you meant fake
your kidnapping.
No, I was going to say, well, go on.
No, I was going to put a car on it. I just didn't do it. I just got lazy. I almost did that, but I think it's kind of a,
it's illegal. Isn't it?
And it's gambling in a way.
Yeah, it's kind of gambling. It's kind of illegal.
I lost my squares game. Because I played one with we had a small gathering.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law set them all up. And I had two squares. But then we had a girl show up late, one of Kinsey's friends, my wife's, and she wanted to play. So unbeknownst to me, my sister-in-law gave her one of my squares, which ended up being the winning square.
How is that okay?
Yeah. I asked. But she said she did. She just wanted to give her a square, so she just gave her a random one. I got my money back for that.
Y'all need to split the money or something.
I got my money back for my square, but I would have ended up winning. So I lost.
It's not like you have given somebody a lottery ticket and they actually win.
That's how I felt, Al.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think I would win based on that one, but I didn't, you know.
But you did, and you paid for it. That was legit yours.
It was legit mine.
Yeah.
It's all good, though. I wasn't salty about it.
At all.
I was.
Sound like you didn't let it go at all.
No, I didn't. I'm still still talking about it. A grandma posed on a throne-shaped chunk of ice, then had to be rescued when it floated out to sea.
This is hilarious. Aww. This is hilarious.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Don't sit on ice that's near water.
She's in Alaska, right?
They were in Iceland.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, Jenna, you've been out there, right? Or were you in Greenland?
Iceland.
You were in Iceland.
Ah, loved
and this,
it.
This lady was with her son and saw a big chunk of ice shaped like a throne washed up on the beach. So she's like, yo, let's take a picture on this thing.
Game of Thrones stuff.
Yeah, this is like some Game of Thrones stuff. So she sat on there. She's posing. A large wave rolled in, picked up the chunk of ice she was on, and carried her out to sea. Luckily, she didn't fall in because if she would have, suffered from hypothermia. But luckily, it was somebody on a boat saw it happen and picked her up. And her son did take pictures of the whole thing, and it's posted up on Twitter. It's gone viral.
Imagine your mom just floating away on a piece of ice.
Yeah. She looks so happy.
Yeah, we showed her pic on Kid TV.
She looks so happy and then so scared.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Oh, man, poor lady right there. All right, good times.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Rolling into the Monday, just like that. Now, if you wrote us a love letter at kidnation.com, which is where you can write our love expert, by the way, we will do this again on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right now is when you listen, because right now is when we read the letters, and hopefully yours gets read, and your life can be changed forever.
All right.
In a good way, because our love expert is an expert. She even has a certification from our show.
Oh, from the show, yes.
Yeah, of course. Not from an actual school.
No.
Just the radio school of just doing this long enough to where now you're an expert. Or at least we consider you that.
Well, you get what you get.
You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. All right, let's get to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a young, smart, independent girl in her mid-20s. I moved to New York City last year, which has always been my dream. However, I still can't stop thinking about the guy who I was with before I left town. Honestly, he was just supposed to be a rebound from a 3-year-long relationship I had just gotten out of. He was 40 years old, had already been married, already had a kid, but he was like no one I had ever met before. I'm a very realistic, career-oriented person. I never felt I needed a guy, nor believed in the one. But trust me when I say I believed he was the one, even though I never was officially even in a relationship with him. We saw each other for a few months before I moved, but now I still think about him every single day. And on occasion, I get nightmares about him dating someone else.
Ooh.
I've been going on dates, but I'm afraid I'll always be hung up on him and we'll never get that same feeling of the one again like I did with him. I didn't even have that feeling with my ex of 3 years who I thought I'd end up marrying. Will I eventually move on with time? Was I just young, naive, trying to be with him? Or should I contact him? Brianna.
Brianna. Yes, you will eventually move on when you meet somebody else that sweeps you off your feet.
Yeah.
Because he ain't wasting time thinking about you. He hasn't been picking up the phone because he can't stop thinking about you in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
He's moved on, and, you know, eventually you will too. I think you're dwelling on that because nothing else has come along to spark your interest. The minute that happens, I promise you, he will be such a distant memory. You just have to keep going out there and swinging. Take a swing at the bat.
Yeah.
They call it,
yeah.
Swing at the plate.
Yeah, you do.
I'm trying to give a baseball analogy, and I'm the absolute worst person to do
take
that.
Take a swing, Scully. Yeah,
keep
swing that bat.
Or whatever, but you have to keep going because you're just obsessing on that because you don't have anything else to replace it. But I promise you, when the real thing comes along, you'll be
It does take time sometimes. Sometimes with some relationships, you get over them like that, and then sometimes other ones take a little bit longer.
But please don't embarrass yourself and call him.
Oh! No.
Please don't do that.
Thinking about you, having nightmares about you being with another girl.
What about showing up at his house?
No.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I've been with my husband for 7 years. We've been married for 4. I love him so much.
Good.
Sometimes I think I love him more than it's actually healthy to love another human being. Regardless, we have always been so happy together. But it turns out he doesn't want kids. Like, ever. He says he will never change his mind, and I desperately want children. We have ended up splitting up and filed for divorce because I thought that was a game changer for me. But as I sit here alone in my sister's apartment, I hurt and I cry because I miss him so much. He was my everything, and I don't know if I can let him go. But I don't know if I can let kids go either. What should I do, Brianne?
Well, he's willing to let you go over it. I need women to start standing up for themselves a little bit here. Children, that's a...
You really want children,
that
yeah.
That would be a deal breaker. It would be. I mean, that was my heart's desire. It ended up being very difficult for me to have my heart's desire, mm-hmm. but I had her. But to have to choose a man over having a child? Wow, that's for me, that would be a deal breaker.
Isn't that something you normally bring up before you get married? Like,
normally,
maybe new?
Well, sometimes
yeah.
people hem and haw on it till push comes to shove, and they're like, I'm dead set. I'm not doing it. You know, and a lot of women think, well, if I get pregnant, then he'll change his mind. Oh, then that leads to more problems. Or every once in a while you hear about it all worked out fine.
Yeah.
But how do you know? So it doesn't sound like he's, based on what you're telling me, he's
falling
willing
back.
To let you go over it.
I hate
to
do
that. Is he begging
you
to come back and saying, okay, I'll at least consider it. I'll talk about it. No, you're sitting in your sister's apartment crying. I just, you know, for me, there's certain things in life that you have to say, this is what I want, and this, what are you willing to accept, and what are you willing to give up to be with someone?
Right.
There's compromise, and then there's giving up a dream.
And there are guys out there that want to have kids. There's guys out there that have dreamed about having children one day. They're out there.
A lot of them.
But then again, sometimes guys aren't always transparent about that. I mean, I dated someone that said he didn't, and then that for me was like, well, I think I do, or I at least want to be open. I want more flexibility.
Yeah, you don't want to close.
I don't have to, but I at least want to be open to it in case it hits me and I want to. And he was like, okay, well, you know, I'm open to it. And then, of course, a couple years later, it's like, no, I adamantly don't want kids. I'm like, well, that was unfair.
Right.
You shouldn't have said that you'd be open to it. Yeah, I wasted years of my life.
My ex and I, we had this discussion. She wanted, I didn't, I have.
Dr. X?
Yes. So, and then she kind of started saying, okay, well, maybe we won't or whatever. I knew that she would either A, change her mind, or her mind wasn't changed, or she would resent me forever if she decided to sacrifice that for me. And then I would feel bad or you know, I don't know. I just knew that she wasn't, that wasn't for her. You know what I'm saying? That she,
because you weren't going
to
budge
wanted,
on that.
She needed kids.
Yeah. She's from a big family, and you know, she needed to have kids.
That's a huge sacrifice. If you love him more than the idea of having children, then suck it up and go back to him. But if you know, that's, you're talking about the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
right?
And
you keep your bloodline going. I mean.
That's,
this is something you wanted to do.
I think it's just a fundamental thing, right? There's a lot of couples.
That.
I mean, I have friends that don't want to have kids.
Yeah.
They're both on the same
page. They're both on the same page. It's fine.
Yeah, she wants that. She wants to live that motherly life.
That's a big page.
Yeah. Wow.
Love letters. Love letters. to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you have a love expert.
I am.
I'm married. I have been for the past 9, going on 10 years. I'm 34 years old, and we have 4 children. And I believe my wife may be cheating on me.
Oh, no.
I found some texts where my wife has been chatting with another dude and sharing intimate images with another man.
Oh, no.
I don't have definite proof of physical cheating just yet.
Oh, physical. Okay.
In other words, she hasn't been caught.
She's just caught.
But the guy she talks to is younger, but married and with a child. I wanted to call his wife up and let her know, but I fear that if I do, then she'll leave me for him. I'm afraid to confront her on it. I fear I could be losing my marriage, and I don't know how to face this. Please help. And that's from John.
John, you're going to have to say something. You're losing your marriage if you don't say something.
Yep.
What, are you going to just turn a blind eye?
I'm surprised he held off.
Oh, man, you've got to talk to her and tell her what you found, and she's going to lie and try to get out of it. That's the self-protection, Jordan Woods. You know, you tell partial truth, not the whole truth.
Try to make it better.
It's just flirting. We haven't done anything. He made me feel sexy. He made me feel young again, and he's, you know, young, and I'm sorry, honey. And then you find out if it's still happening or not. If it hasn't gotten to the point where it's physical, it might be enough to slap her out of it and slap some sense into her about what she's about to lose. So, you know, these women, they open the, and men alike, you open the door to this, what you think is harmless flirting at the office, and that leads to a harmless text message here and there, and that ends, leads to, oh, send me a picture, what are you doing now? And that lends, it all just builds. And what starts off as an innocent little, oh, he, you know, brushed up against me by the coffee machine, ends up y'all stuck at a hotel room at lunch hour. I mean, it doesn't just happen, boom, it's little baby steps. Part of the seduction.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She's definitely emotionally cheating.
You've got to say something. Turning a blind eye to it is only going to continue to progress if it hasn't already progressed further than you realize.
Do you think it's good that he actually didn't blow up right away and got his...
Yes, if he can come to her and he's not angry and yelling and screaming, which would be, I think, he came at her screaming, she would probably use that against
him. This is why I did it. Yeah.
Yeah. If you come at her from a place of, you know, hurt, and you're just upset about what you found, and I love you, and what is happening here, and how can we fix this? It might snap her out of it, but you have to say something.
Yeah, you do.
You have to.
But props on being strong enough to not go off like that, because I don't know a lot of dudes that'd be able to do that.
No.
And first move wouldn't be to call his wife. First move is talk to your wife.
Leave them out. Yeah. Yeah.
Get in there. Talk to your wife first.
Yeah. Talk to her. Good advice, Kelly.
Love letters.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife had a major weight loss surgery, one for her health, but also so we could try to have kids. She had the procedure on Christmas Eve. Well, Christmas.
Wow.
Yikes. Merry Christmas.
The doctors are open Christmas Eve.
And, well, Christmas Day comes around, and her phone starts blowing up. I assume it's family checking on how she is, so I pick it up. I'm not a go-through-the-phone kind of guy. I didn't think anything was
out
of order.
Innocent.
But what popped up broke me. 6 different guys she had been flirting with and sending explicit pics to. When I asked her, she cried and told me she actually did laundry with one of them the night before surgery when she told me she was just going for a drive. I'm completely broken. 6 years together. Gone! She wants to make it work and fix things. I mean, she did this surgery so we could have children. I'm just having a hard time looking at her. How do I forget or try to forget? Or can I? Ashton.
Ashton, you need to move on from that.
Hey, goodbye.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stick around for that.
6 guys.
6, dude.
She is a mess of insecurity right now.
She got caught.
Yeah, no. And if you hadn't picked up that phone, it'd still be going on. And you just...
Man. Take that as a blessing,
actually.
Oh,
what a Christmas morning.
Yeah, at least now you know, dude.
And you're nursing her through all that, and she's, you know, insecure, so she's... You think she's only slept with one of them? Please.
Wow.
Messing around. She got caught with that one. No. You need to think more of yourself, Ashton.
You seem like a good dude. You wanted to do the right thing and take care of her, but wow.
Mm. No.
6 dudes.
Why should you have to swallow that and forget it and
move on?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably wanted a happier answer than that, but
that's... Not, are they married?
Were they?
Yeah, my wife, right? Is
my wife?
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. I wouldn't stick around for that. And you're going to make a baby with her? Not being able to trust her like that?
No way.
You're always going to wonder if it's your baby.
No. That's grounds for divorce in my book.
Yeah. six guys.
God, I can't even trust someone to run to the store.
What if it was just five?
Do an errand?
What if it was just five? Go.
No. No.
One, maybe. Six. All right, if you want to be, if you want to have your relationship issues solved like that, we have Love Letters to Kelly coming up again on Wednesday. Where do you write us? You go to KidNation.com, click on the Love Letters tab, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you for listening.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.